One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, everybody. Want to let you know I'm headed back on tour. Friday, September 13th, I'll be in Austin, Texas at the Vulcan, one night only. Saturday, September 14th, I'm at the Granada Theater in Dallas, Texas, one night only. I'm back at the La Jolla Comedy Store Friday, September 20th and Saturday, September 21st. Salt Lake City, September 27th at the State Room. And Denver, Colorado, Saturday, September 28th at the Oriental Theater. Get your tickets for those shows and all shows on my website now at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back, everybody. I am Ryan Sickler, ryansickler.com, and Ryan Sickler on all your social media. I want to thank you guys like I do every episode. Thank you for whatever you do to help me support these shows, all of it. I love your energy for this show. If you want to help the show out, go over to Apple, give it a 5-star review, help it get up there, let them know about it. Come see me on tour if I'm in your town, when you're around. All tickets are available at ryansickler.com. All right, that's it, guys. I'm very excited to sit back here today. Ladies and gentlemen, with the one and only Nadav Itzkowitz. Welcome to the Way Back, buddy.
Thank you for having me, man. This is great.
Thank you for being here. Princess and I are excited to have you. Before we get into the episode, let's promote whatever you'd like.
Yeah. Follow me on Instagram at Very Nadav Show. Follow me on YouTube at Very Nadav Show. And catching you up with Nadav every 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on YouTube on Fridays.
CST, bro. So I usually start these episodes by asking anyone if they ever had an experience in this backseat, this old school station wagon backseat that looks out into traffic.
Yeah, we didn't have like a quilt on ours, but I remember, like,
this is an Afghan.
Oh,
this is an Afghan. It's a little different, bro.
Okay, all right.
for sure, dude. Like, we did.
It's an Afghan.
We just had blankets hand me down from like grandparents and great grandparents.
That's
like,
my grandmother made this. Yeah. That's what this is, bro. This thing's
it's sentimentally load bearing.
Yeah, one of my cousins, who's, I think she's in her 80s now. You know, she's more like an aunt, but she's up in there, 70s, 80s. She kept everything. And just recently, after I had my daughter, she sent this. She's like, this. I was like, oh my God, this is grandma's fucking Afghan that she made. She's like, it is. So I just had it like laying on my daughter's bed. And then when we did this, I was like, you know what? I think I'm going to throw that on the back of the seat and let grandma come for a ride.
it really ties the back seat together.
But you're right. I was looking. I did have old blankets. I was looking for an old Pan Am blanket we had and stuff, because that's what it was. You just threw old blankets down or duct taped the seat.
It's like, piss on the blanket. Don't piss on the seat. You can't clean the seat. But yeah, the first memory that I've had in one of these backseat seats was, I think, in Israel, is really the only memory I have. I was riding in the backseat with my cousins, and I remember asking, I'm like, hey, where are the seat belts on this thing? And then they all just called me a pussy.
Yeah.
They're like, what? You're afraid you're going to die? It's just like, yeah.
That's what we laugh about all the time. And it was a time. Seatbelts were for pussies.
Yeah.
And why are you trying to, we need to get eight people in here. Slide the fuck over. Yeah. You can't buckle in, you selfish piece of shit. We got to get everybody to the
This is like a front row seat to like a Final Destination situation. You know, you see the log just coming straight through your face. Like, you're seeing it.
Yep, it's built-in anxiety, dude. So let's talk about young Nadav here. There's something you told me before we recorded about something your dad made you do, and I definitely want to hear this story.
So this was something that we found, I think when I was in high school or something like that, but it was like someone sent it to me or we found it online somewhere, but there was like a forum or like this was like in the early 90s and shit, like when people did it, like GeoCities websites and stuff like that. But there was a website where lunatics would think that they were emailing Steven Spielberg. And my email was on there, and it became very clear that my dad put me up to it. But it's 5-year-old me or 6-year-old me, the first age that I'm at where I could write stuff. And it is the cringe. I tried looking for it. It's been scraped from the internet. But the email was something like, "Dear Mr. Spielberg, my name is Nadav. I'm 7 years old. I have red hair and brown eyes. And the way that I talk to my friends is very mean. But the way that my teachers talk to me is very nice. Put me in your movies, please." Wasn't my fucking idea. Hey, Steven Spielberg needs to know I'm a piece of shit to my friends.
I had never even thought about the other side of the coin being Steven Spielberg and putting kids in movies that went famous. And how many kids?
E.T.? E.T., dude?
Isn't he Goonies?
Goonies, E.T.
Also, I mean, come on.
Ready Player One? That was kids?
All of them are kids. A lot of them are kids.
Did he do Jurassic Park? He did.
And
Jurassic
you would Park think, like, he probably gets bombarded. Right. Never even thought of that.
Dude, so like,
and you're just throwing your hat in the ring to get in his movies.
Like, please me, pick me, abuse me. But yeah, that was an email that, like, before I had started podcasting and stuff, that was like on page one of Googling me. And then
oh really?
Yeah, page one. It was my fucking LinkedIn and fucking that. And now that's, I tried looking for it.
Did you ever get a response at all? No. They never sent anything back?
I don't think it was Steven Spielberg. Yeah. I think it was just a website being like, ooh, if people think I'm Steven Spielberg, I could probably get all sorts of communications.
And so you're one of how many kids?
I'm the youngest of four.
Youngest of four. You have brothers and sisters or all sisters? What do you got?
I have two older sisters and one older brother. So it's sister, brother, sister, me.
And were you all close growing up? When you're youngest, what's the longest age gap?
It's 2 years in between each kid, okay. 7 years in between me and my oldest sister. Growing up, I didn't really get along with my oldest sister. Me and my brother were like this, but we beat the shit out of each other, but that's part of being brothers. Mm-hmm. And then, me and my closest sister, I mean, we were pretty good too. Like we shared a room. Sure. We had some rocky points and
shared a room with your sister.
Yeah.
You're okay. Two things I'm noticing here. You're the first person that's come on here and been in a station wagon in Israel. Okay. First of all, second of all, I believe you're the first brother who's had to share a room with his sister on the show. I think.
Yeah, I mean, look, it wasn't like like once we hit puberty, we fucking split up because the oldest sister went to college and like that freed up a room. So it was, it was constant like moving around from bedroom to bedroom and stuff. Mm-hmm.
And what was that like sharing a room with your sister? How long was that? Just a year?
I don't really remember. No, it was like from when I was super young till probably middle or late elementary school, like probably like fourth or fifth grade. We each got our own rooms because let's see, my oldest sister is 7 years older than me. So probably like fourth or fifth grade was when she freed up a room because she went to college. Mm-hmm. And then, so probably like fourth or fifth grade was when I got my own room.
Okay. What was that like?
Fucking great.
Did you love it?
Dude, do you remember great. It? Yeah. I mean, I hadn't even started jerking off yet, but I was like, this privacy is pretty cool. And then when I did start jerking off, that was wild, dude. Because like I was relentless and like being like the youngest of four kids, there's just always a lot of people in the house.
Well, let's talk about it. Was it a thing? Because for me, I did not intentionally set out to come, I say come, to come. I just was like messing around. And then after about, I don't know, 30 minutes, I was like, holy shit, something's about to happen.
Something's building up in my nether.
I didn't know, like, I'm going to do this thing to completion. Right. I was just fiddling. I was just cat pawing it and stuff, you know, for like a
half. I had a way different approach.
Wait, I want to tell you this too before I forget, because I would just cat paw at it for a long time.
Cat paw.
I didn't know how to masturbate or anything. I'm just cat pawing it, right? And I will, to this day, it's as visual as it is. I'm sitting here right now. We were lined up on the wall to go into math class. It's seventh grade. I'm in the front of the line, or I'm in the back of the line, and two of my buddies are in the front of the line. And I just see them talking to each other. They're not talking to me. I just see them talking to each other.
Okay.
And I don't know what's being said, but one of them just goes, oh. And I saw the hand grip, and I was like, oh, my God.
I could put my dick in that.
That's what I'm supposed to do with my dick. And I couldn't wait to get home, bro. And I hate math. I hate math, but that math class changed my fucking life. It really did, bro. To this day, that dude doesn't even know. I just saw the grip, and I was like, oh, my God, it's right there.
Beautiful mind moment. Everything just plugged into the formula. Like, that's the missing variable.
That was done with my cat paw days, bro.
I need to be gripping it. I remember I was frustrated with how much I couldn't understand how to masturbate. Mm-hmm. And like it took me a long time to figure it out too. Like I was like, I'm pretty sure this is how you do it.
No one teaches you that.
Yeah. And also, like a creepy shit. Someone's teaching you to jerk off, you're like, that's gonna imprint, you know?
No one teaches you, hey, this is the proper way.
But
everybody's got their own styles too. Right. Like somebody's like, I got this technique where I like the great, you know what I mean?
It's my biggest fucking nightmare to like either it's like stuff that you only do by yourself, right? Jerk off or wipe your ass, where someone sees me doing it and be like, that's how you do it. And like that's my biggest, like, I don't know why. It's such a huge fear for me where I'm like, oh my God, they're gonna know I wipe my ass wrong, because I do wipe my ass weird.
What do you mean?
I fold toilet paper.
Okay.
Like I let it go down to the floor. All right. And then I take the whole strand, fold it this way, so it's just a square.
Okay.
People tell me, like, you do it that way. I just bunch it. I'm like, how do you bunch it? Do you bunch it?
Hell no.
Do you fold it?
Yeah, I'm a folder.
Do you fold it?
Yeah.
Everyone folds it?
These bunchers they're just back there patting.
I've been thinking I was a psycho this whole time. I'm like keeping those cards close to me.
This is what you look like if you bunch toilet paper and wipe your ass. Yeah,
and then shit all over your fingers.
Yeah, your fingers. And no wonder we all have to wash our hands better. Y'all don't know how to wipe your asshole.
Yeah, dude. Worst case scenario with the dog, it's like just a little bit right
here. When you say weird, I thought you were going to say you go from like back to front or something. I thought you were going to say.
No, yeah. I was just fucking.
Yeah. I don't let the toilet paper touch the floor, though, because then...
Well, here's what's crazy. You know? I remember hearing Tom... Well, right. You let it, like, fucking go almost
definitely
to the floor.
Long, and I fold.
I remember Tom...
Listen, I'm not rich, but I got toilet paper money. You know what I'm saying? I got toilet paper
money. Hold on. What's the best toilet paper for you?
You know what I love? It's not Kirkland for me, but I'll give it a try. It's Cottonelle, the super soft. I need soft up my butthole.
I like this kind of body. I need quilts that will
Kirkland's
not tear
thicker
off.
Than that?
Dude, Kirkland is like Kevlar clouds. It will not.
All right.
It will not fold on you in a bad way.
It won't fold on you. I need it to fold.
But I remember hearing Tom say one time where he's just like, oh, I learned a new technique. And I'm like, what? It was like when you're at the airport. You spit on the toilet paper, and it's like a bidet or like a wet wipe, but like on your, I'm like, you are fucking spitting on one ply and then putting that, fuck are you talking about?
You know what I do?
But then like Christina and other people, they're like, yeah, it works. I'm like, never. You guys are insane.
I've never spat on toilet paper and wiped my ass. I get in there. I go I make sure they have paper towels. Uh-huh. All right. And brown ones are tricky. Brown paper towels are tricky to tell.
I don't like
you
those.
Can't tell.
I don't bleach my shit, please. Yeah.
I go get a few wet white paper towels. I wet them. And then I go in there and I put two toilet seat covers down.
No, that's the same thing as spinning kind.
No, but I wet paper towels at the sink and bring them in with me as if it's a wet wipe.
Still crazy.
I don't spit on my toilet paper and put it up my asshole. It's
the same as spitting minus the weird spit smell.
Yeah, but it's much more wet, like a spit. I mean, how many times?
But doesn't it tear apart and just give way?
No, not if you just wet it just enough and you soften
wet it. Wet is enough. See, that's the thing.
Toilet paper and paper towels
don't teach you.
Toilet papers and paper towels are two different things, though. Paper towels are much more durable than toilet paper.
Oh, yeah, but they'll also, like, you fold that at the wrong place and it'll have, like, a corner that just won't, like, it's like a structurally held corner and you will cut your asshole, dude. You know what I'm talking about? I've one time folded it up and, like, wiped my eye, and, like, all of a sudden I just snapped my shit. Like, oh my God, what if my fuck?
Here it is.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, look, imagine spitting on that.
You ain't shitting on that.
Dude, that stuff, like, when I go to the airport and I take a shit and, like, I see, like, I can see my hand through, I'm like, well, I'm going to be clogging this toilet. Like, this will be the last time today that this toilet will be used.
But all right. Back to jerking off.
So I remember, like, I didn't actually, like, come from jerking off until I hit 10th grade, and not from lack of trying.
Wow.
I was workshopping for like 3 years.
Were you on medicine or any kind of medications or
nope.
anything?
Nope.
Just locked like up. Like a little. Huh?
No, dude, I was trying overhand, underhand, fucking.
The like stranger. The stranger.
Like a weird knuckle thing that I saw one time. But like none of it.
We finally got you there. TD, pick six, taking it to the house, whatever you call a touchdown, they matter more at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. Ready to place your first NFL bet? Try betting on something simple like a player to score a touchdown. This week, for the Bills-Dolphins, the over-under is 51, and right now the Bills are at a +1. Lines and odds are subject to change. Ready for a touchdown dance of your own? Score big with DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one place to bet touchdowns. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SICKLER. That's code SICKLER for new customers. You get $250 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. And you're getting 1 month of NFL Plus Premium only on DraftKings. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE. NY or text HOPE NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas. 21 plus age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ftball. NFL Plus Premium offer available only to new and former NFL Plus subscribers. Additional NFL Plus Premium terms and NFL.com/terms.
Actually, I think watching porn. I was like, oh, when you watch porn, you come like that for the most part. And, you know, I just got my own computer in my room. And, like, I think that actually, holy shit, that is the fucking threshold. I got a computer in my room because, like, I'll also hear people being
I'm
like,
taking my daughter's tablet out of her room today.
People that jerk off to pictures, I don't understand that. I don't understand
that
pictures.
Wild.
Like,
that's wild.
Video, I get image, it. Yeah. But, like, oh, yeah, I used to, like, jerk off to Victoria's Secret, like underwear or bra catalogs. And it's like, but they're not moving and they're not saying weird stuff to you, you know?
But yeah, but back then you could come and, you know, anything.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anything then, back then. And you're so horny.
The way that you would get your porn, like, it, cause
listen,
like,
how old are you, first of all?
I'm 35.
I guarantee you I got my porn way different than you got your porn.
Oh, dude, before
that. Did you get your porn in the woods? That's where I got my porn, in the woods.
We got it from Jordan's dad's VHS cabinet.
Yeah, exactly. Dude. But see, I'm old enough to be Jordan's dad. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you are. There was, so I remember, so I had the computer, and then, like, that was around 10th grade where I'm just like, oh, jerking off and coming is fucking really cool. But there's, like, literally six people in the house. How the fuck do I get to do that? So now I've kind of created a Pavlovian response to the theme song of Survivor, because we watched it as a family. And so I knew when we're watching it, like, you hear the, like the fucking conch. When you hear the conch, I know everyone is in the living room like, I'm going to go upstairs real quick. And I would be back before the theme song. And now whenever I hear the Survivor theme song, I'm just like, I pitch a little bit.
Dude, you're bringing back terrible memories. We used to have.
You jerked off to Survivor too?
No, man. It was Survivor. Reality TV didn't exist. Our first I say porn because it was just a Playboy in the woods. Uh-huh. Someone's dad had a Playboy. Oh, we got it. And then everybody would pass it around. And eventually a VHS would float your way. But the whole neighbor, we'd all share it. Snake
you,
eyes.
You didn't realize.
No, I don't look it up because it's going to be demonetized. It's going to be demonetized.
I know this game.
It was called Snake Eyes, though. I remember it. But also, like, when my dad got this Commodore 64, that was our first computer.
Okay.
And there was a game. There was Oregon Trail.
Yeah.
And then there was an adult game. And I remember an adult game. It was just this crude, like, lady from maybe the neck down, a drawing, and her hand, and you would just masturbate. And if you got her to come, she would like electric, like light up and stuff. And yeah, this Commodore 64 right here, the stroker right there.
That's what the game was?
But you would have to
what
put
the it, fuck?
Wait, that
it was this?
No, ours was an. I never saw this. But anyway, we would all, it would be me and my two brothers and the neighborhood kids, because you had to like do this to make her masturbate. You had to manipulate the thing, and our hand would get so tired. We put a goddamn batting glove on. We'd be like, Coleco visioning it.
Put a catcher's mitt.
And then she would come, and we were like, whoa. And that was porn. And then it became scrambled. You catch a nipple here and there, on a scramble. Then there was something called the Spice Channel.
Oh, I remember that.
Well, this is what that artworks thing is what it looked like. That right there. Strip poker. Yeah, I wonder if that wasn't it.
I mean, yeah, that looks hot.
Spice was full porn without penetration or finishing.
Uh-huh. Skinamax, so, pretty much, right?
No, harder than Skinamax. Oh. Way harder.
Seeing dicks and stuff.
You're seeing, it's triple X porn, just you don't see the pen. You'll see a guy banging a girl from behind, but you're never seeing close-up penetration.
Okay.
You're never seeing any kind of ejaculation. That was what Spice was.
Okay.
That was when I was in high school. We had a 3-bedroom house. And I have a twin brother, so we're going through puberty, like, literally within days of each other, you know? And we have a 1-bathroom, and it's always occupied. And I'm in there, and I'm just trying to, you know, it's a small house. So I used to go in. I would sit on the bathroom. I'd sit on the toilet.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'd take a towel and I'd wrap it around my head like a bandana, and then I'd ball it up here so I could just rest my head right there on the toilet. And then I would go to work. And it would be a minute or two.
Oh, you'd cover your eyes?
Yeah, darkness. I wanted darkness.
You're like fucking in a sensory deprivation tank in the 70s.
Just darkness. And I would take a towel over my ears so I could try to muffle out the shut up there. You know, that kind of shit that ruins an erection when you're fucking eighth grade. And my dad nonstop would walk by and just, I know what you're doing in there.
What's going on?
No, he wasn't. What's going on? He beat on the door, but you quit playing with it, it'll grow a little bit. That's what he used to say all the time.
Oh my God.
And it was always, I know what you're doing in there. I got to get in there. Come on. I'm like, how does he know?
How does he know? Dude, I remember. So there's computers were just such fucking milestones for me. So there was the desktop that I got in 9th or 10th grade. Then in like 11th or 12th grade, I got a laptop.
Compact Presario.
No. It was because I was always into editing. So they got me like an Apple G4 tower or something like that. And then I got like a MacBook, like whatever the laptop was. I want to say like senior year or maybe freshman year of college. So when I came home, to visit, I'd be like, the door of the room that I slept in never had a lock on it. And I'm like, I'll tell you what does have a lock, the bathroom. So I would just start taking long showers, but I'd bring my laptop in with me. And like a couple times my sisters would catch me and then be like, you taking a shower? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, what's up with the laptop? I'm like, I like to read. I like to brush up on the news before my showers. And then, yeah, I'd be in there for like 45 minutes, jerk off for like 40 of those minutes. All the cum off. And then
I used to tell my daughter's mother, her son was doing it all the time. She's like, no, he's not. I'm like, yes, listen, first of all, I was a 13-year-old boy. And second of all, he's been in there for an hour and the water's been running. And you know what else? It isn't moving. You know what I mean? You don't hear it rinsing off. It's just a steady stream. I'm not even sure he's in there.
No one's in that shower. He is fucking just jizzing on the toilet. So me and my brother, we always got into shenanigans. Like whenever the family left and like it was just me and my brother in the house, without question, we're taking all the mattresses from everyone's bed. We're lining one room with it. And then we're just fighting until people come back. Like that's just what we liked to do. And if there wasn't enough time for all that, then we'd figure out ways to fuck with my sister, who was closest in age to me. And she had all these dolls. And what we did this thing. So there was, you know, those like those hooks that it's like a metal loop and a screw. And you could like just screw it into the ceiling. Mm-hmm. So what we did was we got like a 25 pack of those. We just started screwing all of them into my sister's bedroom ceiling. I wasn't sharing a room with her at this time. And so she had all these stuffed animals. And so we took all this string and we just tied string around all of their necks through the hoops, in the ceiling, and then all tied to the doorknob. So that whenever she'd open the door and then all of them would just fucking like start swinging like that. And we wrote suicide notes for every single one of them. She did not like that.
That's great.
She got really pissed off and she complained to my dad and she was like, Dad, tell them next time they do this, they have to pay me $500. And like, this is the first time my dad's even seeing that we are capable of doing this. So he's just like, what the fuck did you guys do? Like, he's impressed, shocked, but also it's very funny to him. So he responded back to her, like, laughing. Like, yeah, guys, fucking, yeah, pay her $500, yeah. Like, we never do that.
Dude, my brothers, we would fight all the time. Like, I say my stepson used to try to mess with me. I'm like, you have no idea, bro. It was two brothers. It was 24/7. Didn't matter if we were sleeping. You better be fucking ready.
Yeah. There was 10 years where we just didn't bruise.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I do now. Yeah. Like I do now. And like there'll be times where my brother, I'd catch him. Like he'd be in the fridge. He'd be bending down looking for something. And I would just fucking bam. And I'd throw him in the fridge hard as shit. And I would just start elbowing his ribs and shutting the door on him. Like the ketchup's falling on him and stuff. He's like, I'm going to get you back. Like he knows. I know it's coming back. But I'm like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah, dude. There's such pinnacle. Like fighting with your brother is some of the best memories I have growing up. Because it was fun.
My favorite one of my favorites, my brother fucked up, is I had glasses when I was a kid. I didn't know that glasses could correct your vision when you were younger. I didn't know that.
Oh.
I didn't. Yeah. It was news to me.
Wait, what do you mean?
So I started off without glasses. Uh-huh. I got glasses and then my eyes got better for years up until my 30s. I never needed them again. But I wore them for like 2 years. Okay. Bob Greasy's. He was a quarterback for the Miami Dolphins.
Uh-huh.
Oh. There he is. I had his glasses, bro. Those are my glasses right there. Bob Greasy glasses.
Yo, those are actually kind of cool.
Those are my glasses, right? But I hated them because, you know, you're a kid.
Right, they're not cool back then.
It's four eyes, whatever. So my brother, I hated wearing them, but my dad's like, I spent a lot of money wearing those damn glasses. So I had to wear the glasses. Well,
oh my God, the spent a lot of money thing is so fun. I got a couple of those.
My brother one night, we're fighting, and my brother takes them off my face, and he just runs them across the wall, the drywall. And I'm like, fuck yes, because it's just, they're ruined. Now I can't wear them. And I just look at him and he looks at me and I just smile big and he's like, no. And I go, Dad.
Get fucked,
look
dude.
Look what Derek did to my Get glasses. My dad went off. Dude. And I'm just putting, the whole time my dad's yelling, I got them on and I got the plaster shits right in there. And I'm just staring with the plaster in my eyes.
Dude, my fucking... So I have so many distinct memories. So first, like the money thing, like my dad would always remind me of times that he spent money on me mm-hmm. and that I didn't appreciate it. So like
teeth and shit.
Well, yeah. No, like, so back when I was younger, like he was pretty well off. Like business was good. Then 9/11 happened and like fucking business went down the shitter and we were more or less the poorest like kids in our Jewish school or whatever, which is still okay. Still okay. But like we wouldn't be doing such extravagant things anymore. We're not going out every night. We're not fucking like he's not doing all this shit. But so he would just remind me of stuff that he would pay for that like I didn't remember. So it'd be like, hey, you know, there's a time we went to Palm Springs or not Palm Springs. We went to the Grand Canyon. And we did a helicopter ride. Do you remember that? I was like, no. Oh, right. Because he fell asleep in the helicopter. Most expensive fucking nap you ever took. And that was the end of the story. And I'm like, okay.
Just dropping those
yeah.
on it.
He's just like, yeah, that was like a fucking $1,000 nap just for you. I'm like, okay. And then like he took us to, he was really into New Age, like Buddha Bar Volume 8, like type of music, like birds and whales, sounds like programmed into a keyboard. And like this guy, I remember the first concert he took us to, my first concert was Savage Garden.
I remember that name. Why do I remember Savage Garden?
Chicka Cherry Cola.
Oh, yeah.
So he took us to that. And then the second concert he ever took us to was something called Kitaro, which was this new age dude that had like eight fucking synths.
How do you spell him?
K-I-T-A-R-O.
This is your second concert ever?
This is my second concert. Yeah, that's fucking him, dude. That's fucking him. So we go to this concert. And we all hate this music. My dad is taking kids. I was probably like seven.
Yeah, this is not
so
what you
seven,
want.
Yeah. 9, 11, 13. Like that's how old these kids are that he's taking to this concert. We're in the front row and like the music starts. We're right by the subwoofer. Like we're right by one of the big speakers and it starts and I just start crying. I'm like, this is terrible. I hate all this. It's just sensory overload. And so I just try to like lean up on my mom and try to sleep. And then she just nudges me and she's like, he could see you. I'm like, what? And then she just points at Kitaro. He's like, Kitaro can see you. I'm like, oh my God. Start crying even harder. And then they like sent my brother to go get French fries for me so that I'd stop crying.
Did that work?
He brought McDonald's into the fucking concert. Or I think we all ate McDonald's as a family outside of the concert while my dad finished it out inside. He's like, I'm not missing Kitaro.
What's this picture of you sleeping? I want to see what's this all about.
So this was like, this was in college and this was probably, do you know, like waking up with any emotion other than I'm tired is like getting there fast is pretty rare. You know, like how often do you wake up and then like in 2 seconds you're angry, you know, like it doesn't happen a lot and you remember most of them. So I remember it was my senior year of college. I'm living with one of my best friends, Billy. And we'd fuck with each other. But something about him seeing me, what I would do is I would either get like this frozen yogurt or get burgers from this burger place. And I would eat them in the living room and I would just pass out on the couch for like a couple hours. And for some reason, it annoyed the shit out of him. He's like, I can't use the living room because you're fucking passed out in there. And it's fucking stupid. I hate it. So what he did one time was, I remember it was Tutti Frutti. I got Tutti Frutti frozen yogurt. I ate it. I passed out. And what he had done was he came home, he saw me sleeping, and he went and he took a picture of me sleeping, and then he went down the hallway, and then he texted it to me. So I woke up to a picture of me sleeping 2 seconds ago in the spot that I'm in, and just immediately I become furious. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why are you doing this to me? And it was like, look how peaceful I look. Look how peaceful I look.
Young Nadal.
Me without
acne. You look
like
a vampire, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I slept like this, like with my hands like this on my chest. But yeah, that was the maddest I had ever gotten in college, I think, was like I am 30 seconds away from being the maddest I was in like the 20 years
from
being
an
alive.
Instant wake up,
just waking up and immediately being angry.
Yeah. See, then you didn't really have a rough upbringing with brothers because I would wake up in the morning with no sleep. So I had two brothers. Both of them wet the bed way too long. Uh-huh. And then my mom got this little device, or my dad, mom and dad got this device that you would put the little pouch on there. We've talked about this on their underwear. And when it would get wet, it would buzz here. So it would train them to get up to pee before they peed. So they the
Wait,
little
it would
bit
get wet, but, yeah, but so wouldn't you, that mean that they'd have to pee?
So they would pee. It would pee, and then this thing would buzz. So what it's doing is training your body to stop peeing. So it's like, you're like, damn, you're waking up instantly instead of full on letting your bladder out. Okay. You know what I mean? Like when you wet the bed, you let it loose.
Okay.
This was a buzzer to let you know, hey, you're peeing. So it worked. It worked for both of them. They trained. Someone else we had come on here did the same thing, and it worked for them as well. But I'm never getting sleep. I'm hearing, and then my brother's got a retainer, and all night long, he's just doing a, and then naturally overnight, you know, you force it out of your mouth. And when I get up in the morning, I step on this big motherfucking retainer. Bro, that was my life getting up every day.
Oh, and it's like all fucking like wiry and shit. So it could like cut your foot.
Yeah, it did cut my foot. I also broke it and then got yelled at. I got yelled at for breaking the retainer, not my brother's, because the thing was, he had a headgear for the retainer and he was too humiliated to wear it. He was like, I'm not wearing that shit to school. And my dad's like, they said you need to. And he's like, nope. And he's like, then you have to wear it at night to bed. So he was supposed to wear it, but then he got tired of doing that. And that was what would keep the retainer in, is this headgear would hold it.
This was your twin brother? Mm-hmm. How did you not have to deal with this stuff?
I had braces. Like, we both had fucked up teeth, but
I just went different routes.
Yeah, I had full on braces. He had retainers and shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so it was stepping on that nonstop and just hearing that all night long. Just, I'm like, shut the fuck up. He's like, I can't help it. That's all I would hear for years. I can't help it. That's all I would hear for years.
How about try sleeping on your stomach, bro?
All right, let's do one more. Share this bathroom prank with us.
Oh, okay. So this was in college. I was in a prank war.
What school did you go to?
UC Irvine.
Okay.
Zot, the UCI Anteaters.
I did stand up down there at your school a couple times. Yeah.
There was this guy in my fraternity, in the Jewish fraternity, that, like, you know, we got along for the most part, but I wasn't a huge fan of his. Like, he was in a band with my roommate. And it was fun to annoy each other. It was one of those kinds of friends. Like, oh, we fuck with each other. That's what we do. Like, we never hung out one-on-one. And I remember we had done stuff to slight each other, and it just kind of evolved into a prank war. And so this was the prank that I was most proud of. So he came over for band practice, and I made a red herring. Like, first what I did was I recorded the bathroom, like just the toilet. Like, I had a camera on the counter, mm-hmm. and I just recorded the toilet blank and empty for like 10 seconds or a minute. And then I put it into iMovie. I put it on loop for like 30 minutes. And then I burned that to a DVD.
Okay.
And so then when he came in, I put a shit ton of Ex-Lax into a cup of milk. I'm like, hey, Oren, would you like some milk and cookies? He's like, why'd you already pour the milk out? I'm like, because I'm nice. He goes, I could see there's shit caked all over the sides. I'm like, just drink it, dude. He's like, no, but I'll have some cookies. And then like he ate a cookie and stuff. I'm like, all right. So then they start doing their band practice. And then in the middle of it, he's like, oh, I got to go take a shit. I was like, all right. And so he goes down the hallway to the bathroom. I'm like, all right, I'm putting this in. I need everyone to start laughing in like 10 seconds. So I put the DVD in and I'm like, start laughing in 3, 2, 1. Everyone in the living room starts laughing super hard. And then like 2 minutes later, Oren comes out. He's like, what the fuck is everyone laughing at? And then he looks at the TV. And he sees what he thinks is a live feed to the bathroom.
Got it.
And
got
he it, thinks we it. All just watched him take a shit. So for the next like 20 minutes, he's in the bathroom looking for a camera that isn't there.
That's good, dude.
That eat shit, good. Oren.
That's definitely different than just cellophane in the toilet, bro.
No, yeah. Our shit was complicated, yeah. Man. There was another time I got like you could just buy like 10,000 ladybugs from Home Depot?
No.
You can.
Like live ladybugs?
Yeah. And so I ordered them from HomeDepot.com.
Nah.
And so it came in a canvas bag. I was like, hey, Oren, let's go grab lunch or something. He's like, okay. So I'm like, you drive. We get into his car, and I get in first, and I just start locking everything. He goes, what are you doing? Like, I take out a camera. He goes, what's the camera for? And I take out a canvas bag. He's like, what's in the bag? And then I just start fucking waving it, and all these fucking ladybugs start unleashing in his car.
I had no idea.
And because
I'm doing that.
I had sat on it for like a day or two, so some of them had died.
Yeah.
So half of them are flying around. The other half are just sinking. And like you could chew out live ladybugs, but getting dead ladybugs out of your car is a lot harder.
Yeah,
exactly like that. Yeah, dude, you get a whole bunch of them.
1,500 of them.
It's fucking cheap as fuck, dude.
Oh, this is upsetting, because anytime I see a ladybug in the wild, I feel special, because I don't see them a lot. Who knew you could get 1,500 of them,
dude, a whole,
in a Ziploc bag?
Dude, because what you're supposed to do...
72,000.
Dude, you get so many, because it's for farms. Like, they eat bugs.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just buy them, and you unleash them in your garden, and they'll keep eating until there's, you know, no bugs left.
Well, dude, thank you for doing this. This was a lot of fun. I appreciate you sitting here in the way back with me.
Yeah,
one more time, promote anything you like, please.
Yeah, follow me at Very Nadav Show on Instagram. Follow me at Very Nadav Show on YouTube. And watch Catching You Up with Nadav at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time on Fridays.
All right, brother. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Come see me on tour. All tickets are available at ryansickler.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.